Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, founder and president of Equip Our Kids, Jay Levin.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Murray Kyle. I am Mark Leisure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Today, we're going to be talking about emotional intelligence. I don't know about you all, but I don't know how often I think about emotional intelligence per se, but I'm glad because of this conversation, it's come to my mind. And this week, I had a perfect opportunity to look at emotional intelligence. I had started off the day with getting an update on the news on some horrible things actually happening in the world. I also had a business meeting planned that eventually didn't go as well, or it didn't go like I thought it was going to go. I had a busy day and I worked and worked and worked into late into the night. And then I was about to go to bed and I realized I hadn't made myself iced coffee. During the summers, on occasion, I like to make myself iced coffee at night. And for those of you who haven't done this before, you could take a pot of water and add lots of coffee grounds and stir it around until they get all soggy and all that, and then you could put that in the refrigerator, and in the morning you strain it and you have iced coffee. And I like that, and so I decided, though it was late, I would make myself some iced coffee. And I made myself a really big pot so I could have it for more than just one day. And I stirred all those grounds in, and I got that coffee, big coffee pot thing, and I started to put it up in the refrigerator on the top shelf, and I distracted myself and proceeded to spill the coffee, the brown water, and the grounds all over myself, the floor, and every shelf of the refrigerator and drawers. And I wasn't thrilled, to say the least. And I literally gripped myself to see, like, okay, here it comes. There was nobody around to see it. And I thought, here it comes. I'm going to hear it from me. And you know what I'm talking about. You're clumsy. How could you do this? What's wrong with you? On and on. I don't even want to say them now. Because I thought about them, but I didn't actually say them to myself. Like, I was watching myself think. And I even thought, like, if somebody else had done this and I had seen them do it, what would I say? And in the past, I definitely would have said some of those things and others. I'd like to think that I wouldn't now. And I didn't. And then I told myself, I'm just going to clean it up. I don't know why this happened. And it's never happened. So I'm just going to clean it up. And then I'm going to go to bed. And so I took as long as it took to clean it up. And then I made myself a fresh batch, and I cleaned myself up too, made myself a fresh pot, put it in the refrigerator, and I went to bed. And I didn't tell anybody. I didn't think about it again until I started preparing myself for the monologue. And I thought, I think that's emotional intelligence. And I'd like to think, though I've got a long way to go, that I'm learning, and I can't wait to learn more.
And we'll be right back after these messages from our iced coffee sponsor. That is emotional intelligence. And good for you for the pattern break.
Because yeah, you didn't
by
know.
Watching
I didn't tell anybody.
It, not even just not telling us. I'm talking about the pattern break in your mind when you stop yourself from saying it to yourself, because you are watching from that higher place.
Yes, and thank you for that, Mark. And thank you to our guests, because these are the conversations that help us be cognizant of this kind of thing.
And but what if our kids learned this?
Right, right. So it's exciting because Equip Our Kids is exactly with this kind of knowledge, with equip being EQ. UIP with an emphasis on the EQ. So our guest is founder and president of the nonprofit advocacy campaign, Equip Our Kids, Jay Levin. Welcome, Jay, to the Life Changes Show.
Well, thank you. It's already been fun.
Oh, well,
good story from Mark. Yes.
Emotional intelligence and life skills for kids. This is our episode 758. And we've titled it in this way. Why, Jay?
Why emotional intelligence for kids?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Well, what you heard from Mark was the residue and the probably lifelong residue of the inner critic that we develop in the current way that children are raised and have been raised for eons and eons, which is, you know, by the time you're 5 or 6, you've already inherited, am I good enough? Am I weight good enough? People who feel fine for themselves on a scale of 10, I'm not good enough, are being leaning towards suicide, leaning towards breakdowns. So it's a universal mechanism that's passed by child rearing practices and skills, lack of skills training for how to deal with your inner life, your mental life, your emotional life. So emotional intelligence, which began as just a question about how aware are you about your emotions, how smart are you, how conversant are you and aware of other people's emotions and understanding of them? Emotional intelligence really has grown into a huge field because it really encompasses the idea that we are seriously maltrained in childhood and that in such a way that we end up with self-blame, blame of others, difficulties in relationships, fights in our lives, right up to the stuff that's going on right now in the world, because you're not trained to be able to deal with what's coming up with you and feeling wise, and you're not trained to deal with what's coming up with other people feeling wise and behavior wise. And if you're both not trained, one of you is going to cause a problem and the other one's going to have to try to diminish the problem. So emotional intelligence is that bigger picture.
I like the fact that you're using the word trained over and over again, because it makes me feel that we all can learn. And obviously this is part of what you're about. Speaking of what you're about, this is so huge that you founded, created, were the CEO of, and received multiple awards for the LA Weekly, which is a huge publication in Los Angeles, has been for sure, and in the world. And so from that background, I think it's really interesting that you have gone on to focus on kids and EQ, emotional intelligence, rather.
So yeah, but there's a through line is the fact that as a young journalist, I was very interested in anything that made positive change in the world. And I came to, I was interested in what are the change agents out there? Because I understood that the world is an effect of how we're trained to be in it or not trained to be in it. I seem to have got that early. And I got an assignment to do a series on modern therapy techniques and drug treatment. And I watched people over months and months really change their mindsets and behaviors and ways of thinking from the intensity of that training. And what it convinced me of was something I already knew, which is, or felt or sensed, which is that almost all human dysfunctionality and pain is caused from lack of skills, not lack of character. So we got into judging ourselves and judging others, and we create this whole, the world we swim in is judgment, and am I good enough or not bad enough? Am I one up, one down? So if we had time, I'd take any event in history and I'd show you how that, how, including the one going on now in Israel, and track it to how that relates to that bad training, lack of skills and lack of understanding. So you got to be better than the others for survival. So we're not going to be able to make it through a lot of what we have pointing at ourselves, including nuclear weapons, unless we collectively raise our emotional intelligence. When I started the weekly, because of my experience with that, I'd written about it, the field a lot. We had a column on human development column. We did regular features, semi-regular features on leading figures in the field, with the idea being, if we're going to be a change agent in Los Angeles, let's get down to the core of how people can learn the skills to really make the change. So a few years later, after I sold the weekly, and I've run six non-media companies, and I've started six nonprofits. And somebody said to me, a friend of mine said to me, you must go to the school and see the most highly emotionally intelligent kids you're ever going to meet, because they've been through this training called social emotional learning, which I had not heard about. And so I went to the school. I was blown away by the quality and intelligence and ability of these kids to solve their problems. I mean, I saw 10-year-olds. I had a thought, man, I put this kid in the White House. This was some years ago. So I studied the field and thought, of all the social movements I've known about, covered is this education movement called social emotional learning may be the best way to quietly get the human species trained on a mass level. And it's so much easier. And the evidence is there that if you get a kid really young, before they build up a massive neural net of reactiveness and judgments and, fixed on some ego picture of themselves, if you get them to get it together and collectively do this, you're going to get phenomenal results, both academically in terms of their life skills, the way they relate to each other, how they feel about themselves. And I decided that I wanted to help that movement because it was not well known. Actually, almost nobody knew about it. So I started to equip our kids as a sort of nonprofit pro bono advertising media branding agency and also grassroots development agency to help grow grassroots organizations in support of social emotional learning. But I still have that belief that it can be a game changer for humanity if we can get everybody on the planet to change, starting with the kids because they're the easiest to change. And the movement is already there to get them trained.
Well, Jay, thank you for what you're sharing, what you're doing. I know you founded California Social Emotional Learning SEL Alliance, mm-hmm. and now there are 4,000 educator members mm-hmm. helping advance this program. So it's also interesting that you say it's universal. Well, it's so universal that it's not just of this time. So for example, you share with us how a child can inherit this from their parents or their grandparents or from their culture, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just the way the parents talk to each other becomes an implanting in the mirror neurons of every child. The way they relate to each other, the way they don't relate to each other, their arguments, how they talk to you, etc. How many adults have said, I thought I'd never be like my parent, and then I'm like my parent. The training is insidious. I mean, you turn on the television and it's about there's good guys and bad guys, and they don't know how to solve problems except through violence and the winners, losers. It's the matrix that we swim in. And if we're going to keep swimming in this matrix, the chances are one day somebody will set off the nuclear weapons if we don't kill ourselves by destroying the planet first. So this is a very serious, I tend to put it in these gargantuan terms, but just on the grassroots level, the impact it has on kids' lives and their ability to feel good about themselves, see their grades. So there's a school in South Central that had 263 violent incidents, discipline incidents 1 year, and built up to that over the years, gangs, drugs, etc. And they the state gave them a grant to put comprehensive social emotional learning in. 3 years later, they had down to 19 incidents. They were performing it with the best academic schools in the district.
Wow.
The gangs were gone, the violence was gone, because they really did it comprehensively. They didn't mess around. The money was there, they trained the teachers in it. It wasn't like you slap on one program. It's a series of, it's like going from two and two is four to, you know, serious geometry. And so it's a step-by-step. But the programs are out there and they're geared to different age levels. And it takes a comprehensive level on a school to do it really thoroughly and right. But when they do it, it's completely magical and transformative.
Is a program like that, I didn't expect to ask this, but I'm listening to this and thinking that the parents could use, we all could use education.
We
on
all
this.
Could use it. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, if we're not trained and haven't practiced this way of being in the world, then our neural net is going to go into habitual forms of behavior, especially when something feels stressful. the issue with schools is, well, from the day one meeting principals, I heard that we need more for the parents because the kids will go home and the parents will keep up the old paradigms with them and the old things, and the kids either start resenting it or, you know, get confused. So now that there's a lot more, since this first really serious national funding came in and the rescue bill, Biden's rescue bill for the economy, but pushed into it by the Surgeon General, who said we have a mental health crisis with these kids from COVID. So schools around the country got the first real serious money for the last couple of years. And so there's more of that. So naturally, we're hearing more from parents that, from principals, I'm sorry, that we really need more for the parents. So we started a newsletter to help, if they can share with the parents one event, thing that week they can do. But more ambitiously, we're creating a sort of SEL streaming service of videos that identified by age and need, these are different time segments, and it'll all be on our website for a different backup. That we've already got a couple of deals for, and we're going to launch that early next year because it really makes a difference when parents learn this, adopt it in the homes, and support what's starting to happen in the schools now.
And not just adopt it in the home for the sake of the kids, but they get to use it at work and in their relationships.
Absolutely. One of the interesting things happening, and, you know, among more sophisticated major companies now, is they're looking for people who, and there's a fair number of them, I've met a lot of them, people who can come in and kind of retrain their staffs in the same adult versions of the skills. I mean, for any adult who wants to start anywhere, go find yourself a nonviolent communication training. But not super speed growing movement in the corporate world, but it's definitely a growing movement. And hiring for emotional intelligence has become a very big movement. Because people solve problems better, they're less reactive, they create more coherent, happier staffs, people relate to each other in really great ways, feels good to go to work, people aren't less competitive and ladder climbing, and much more into the thrill, you know, the good thrill of having good company, smart people, and making progress. There's pretty good information about companies upping their productivity levels and profit levels as they institute and hire for more highly emotionally intelligent people.
So equip our kids.org is the website that Jay has been referencing. It's where you can learn how you could support, how you can get involved, and how you and me and we can learn actually some of these skills. When we come back, we're going to talk with Jay about some of these skills that we could start right now, as soon as the show is over or while the show is going on, so that we could start making our headway towards emotional intelligence for ourselves and our life. Again, our guest is founder and president of nonprofit advocacy campaign Equip Our Kids, Jay Levin. We'll be talking more with him when we come back. Our performance guest is an Australian mystical troubadour, Murray Kyle, will be joining us live here after our interview, and then we will have our Ask Dorothy segment as well, all on the Life Changes show when we come back right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. The conversation is emotional intelligence and life skills for kids. Well, actually, for everyone in the world. So our guest, again, founder and president of nonprofit advocacy campaign Equip Our Kids, Jay Levin. So Jay, I think we've established a little bit what emotional intelligence is. It's how we think about ourselves, talk to ourselves and other people, read the room, right? Read what people are going through potentially.
But also be able to understand that if somebody is upset, that how not to trigger that upset even more. Are you hearing
nice.
Me?
Yeah. Empathy. Yeah. Compassion. Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, rather than be reactive, somebody understand they're coming from an emotion that they're acting out and don't have the resources. So you don't want to fuel that, but you've been trained to be able to talk to them in a way that lowers the temperature.
Well, actually, that's a good place to start. So somebody is having some kind of a bad day. We don't know. Maybe they spilled coffee on themselves or something like that. And then they start yelling at somebody, and that somebody happens to be you. So you have to be aware of yourself to not be triggered, first of all, right?
Yes, if you have to have been not only aware of yourself, but you've had to practice it a few dozen times.
A few dozen times. And how does one practice if somebody's going to yell at me? How do I practice if somebody yells at me, then what?
Well, if you've been trained in it, you say, I see, you know, basic would be to say, obviously you're upset. And is there anything behind that upset that I can share, you know, you want to share about? And see how they respond. And, you know, sometimes coming back, you'll say, you know, you're upset. That brings up this feeling for me of feeling whatever the feeling is, compassion for you, or, you know, wanting to see if I can help you if that's an issue for you. You know, there's a variety of responses depending on the circumstances. But you're always owning that you can even own that, you know, that triggers a bit of anger in me, but it's got to be in the context that you've already set the stage for that by your preliminary words.
Wow. Yeah. This sounds like adult, mature.
It is adult. But when you see kids, little kids doing it, it's the most charming thing in the world, and it works like a charm.
Wow.
They just get right into it. They like it. But now the first step for kids is becoming self-aware that they do have emotions and what those emotions are and what the meaning is of them are and what's the end goal of those emotions, and is that the best way to get them? So when it's gamified, people who go to our website can see a bunch of videos about this, but when it's gamified for kids, it becomes play, and, you know, and so often starts off with them reading storybooks about this kid felt this way and then behaved this way, et cetera, and what would you want to do in these circumstances? So it is an immensely sophisticated process at this point, but unevenly distributed and unevenly represented throughout the culture.
So I have a friend who's going through a divorce, and the words I'm hearing going back and forth, I said to myself, I feel like I've heard those words before. And it feels like they're out of a soap opera or a TV show. You talk about turning on the TV. We're getting so many of these conflict non-resolutions from.
Yeah. There's no money in resolution. Yeah. for the drama side of us, because we relate to the drama side. We want somebody to win. We want somebody to lose. We got good guys. We want to think of ourselves as the good guy, unless you enjoy thinking of yourself as the bad guy. But this is all the malfunctioning of human beingness across the border. So divorce rates are unusually high. I fell into it because I got so much experiences. I ended up with helping some friends work through it. And it turns out to be the same thing. It's a skill set. They don't know how to deal with each other. They don't know how to honor each other. They don't know how to really be with each other and create a safe field. So that lack of skill drives into blame, fault finding, reactiveness. And next thing you know, they're paying, hundreds of thousands of dollars to lawyers to get them out of the trap. And so who's the winner? The lawyers are. Had they spent $2,000 or $3,000 on getting themselves some $5,000 on getting themselves some training in life on how to be together, the skills to emotionally intelligently be with each other. And I've done it with probably a dozen couples of friends of mine, just for the fun of mostly for the fun of it.
And it works
like a charm. One simple thing they do, which I didn't create, but Gay and Catherine Hendricks, the Hendricks of conscious loving, created, is because their needs to be honored. And it's like when I met them, they kept saying right in public, right at any odd moments, you know, I really love this about you. I really admire that about you, etc. And I really value that about you. Mm. And they were looking for the good because they both had come out of where they were so inoculated in self-criticism and poised to criticize others. So ultimately it changed the nature of their relationship. And if you want to meet people who are highly conscious, it got them out of the non-conscious parts of our brain into the higher levels. One of the problems with the non-emotional, lower emotional intelligence, it doesn't allow you the grace of what you really know, the guidance you really, the person you really were meant to be in the world. Mm. Because the childhood development forces you into what psychologists call an idealized self, a picture of yourself you think you have to live up to be able to get the rewards you want because the parents have not given you, or the culture doesn't know how to give it to you sustainably, and the parents and the culture is modeling not productive, not helpful ways of relating to yourself and others.
So in the case of divorce, it doesn't mean that the people actually, because they go through this or they know how to do this, are supposed to stay together or will stay together. Or
no, sometimes.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, actually, one of the beauties of it is if a couple is meant to be together, they're going to be together. If they're not meant to be together, but they've done this process, then they're going to depart as best friends.
Mm.
because it's not about I won or I lost with you. It's, we came to a loving relationship that just doesn't include the vessel of marriage, but we're in loving relationship with each other. That's the healthy side of it.
And so similarly with the kids, it doesn't mean that their resolution will end up in them being friends, or with a boss or a coworker. It doesn't mean that they're going to want to work together, but what is it? They see each other, or they respect where each other is?
Mm-hmm. Well, respect is a super important word. Respect is the idea that this person wants to be seen for the value they are in the world and the qualities they have. So if you're in relationship with somebody and you're noticing through the day and just sharing, you know, I love this about you, I admire this, etc., that turns on a whole different part of the brain. And if you follow the latest science, John Gray, you know, is very good on the latest science, the hormonal science, you might call it. And which is, somebody says something negative to you and you go into reaction, you're immediately creating a negative chemistry in your body. Mm. You get enough of that and you're going to get ulcers, or you're going to get sick. Enough self-abuse and you're going to get sick. When you say something, when something's saying something positive, you feel better about yourself. The oxytocin flows. You feel better. You feel more aligned in the world. You feel more confident. You feel more in touch with your deep, wiser knowingness rather than, oh, I should have done this. My intuition said to do this and I didn't do it.
Mm.
That's most of us. We have those big moments in life. And the reason is we're in our calculating mind, because the calculating mind develops by four or five, which is, is this the right thing to do? Is this not the right thing to do? Is this going to win for me or not win for me? Rather than the knowing, deeper conscious mind saying, I belong in this direction, and this is a good fit for me, and this is not a good fit for me. And anybody who's done the work of long-term meditation or any of that practice, when they talk about waking up, what you're really doing is just coming into the core basis of what's innate in you, but you haven't been able to have in control of your decision-making because you've been maltrained. So with these kids, they come into a higher sense of their own decision-making. They make good decisions. They tend to make good decisions because they're perspecting of, I'm not doing this to get approval from you. I'm doing this because I'm really in line with this cause in the world, or this idea in the world, or this sense of my own creativity.
Mm.
rather than being stuffed into something that the parents think was going to protect them in cultures that are hierarchical and are always finding fault with the people who are being hired. A great book for everybody to read is Hidden Injuries of Class, which is from the 70s or 60s, I think. But it's about how these hierarchical parental training, which is really, what's my position in society? Am I in rebellion against it or not? And how do I please my parents? And how do I keep our group safe from the pressures from above, make sure I got work, et cetera. The emotional damage and psychological damage that does is insidious and profound and leads up to a lot of people homeless and a lot of people doing meth and a lot of people in institutions, et cetera, because the cultural matrix is not supportive of every human being. And the passed along behavior patterns, if you really study family psychology, you get to see how traits and patterns of behavior and patterns of thinking are passed generation to generation. Mm-hmm. We're in a lucky time because we're actually a time where we've got much more resources and there's a drive for the human species to get out of these patterns and break through these patterns. So we're in a, as Eckhart Tolle says, we're in a mass consciousness race rising with the skills we need. At the same time, the people who ain't got the skills are feeling way, way more threatened and grabbing for more power and control and creating more damage in the world.
Mm. Mm.
Because they don't know how to get it. They don't know how to get along with other human beings except from that very old paradigm of win or lose.
Very old paradigm of win or lose. Jay, thank you so much. As we're bringing our time together here to a close for this time around, and besides sending everybody to EQUIP, equipourkids.org, mm-hmm. Where they can learn more about the organization, they can support the organization, they can also sign up for a newsletter and learn for themselves. What is anybody that has been listening, you've given so many tips already, but what do you think is the very first place to start or a good place to start for EQ for ourselves?
Well, as I mentioned, if you really, there are online seminars, things like that. I tend to send adults to nonviolent communication training or healthy relationship training because you're learning a new language and the new language is helping you respond. But there's a lot of other books out there. Mark Goulston's Talking to Crazy is a good one.
Jay, I mean, like for right now, what can we do for ourselves right now after listening to you tonight?
Oh, I see. Well, I would say that start making a list of where you find, make a chart of where you feel that you've been out of self in any given situation and chart it. And then say to yourself, what could I have done differently in that situation? And write it down. Really make it a chart so you can see it, right? And by the time I can almost guarantee by the time the fourth or fifth time you can't catch yourself doing that in any given situation, and you've written down and thought through what you could do differently, you can even ask your friends for help. What could I do differently? By the fourth or fifth time, you're going to start doing the other thing differently because you're repatterning yourself.
Mm.
So that's something everybody can do.
Mm, thank you for that, indeed. And I hope will at least consider it. So Jay Levin, again, with equipourkids.org. Thank you so much again for what you're doing and for coming on the show and sharing it with us.
Thank you. And I got through my sinus attack
you got the message through, and that's what was needed. Thank you so much.
Right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Tracy, and I love the job I have. It lets me travel to wonderful resorts and I get to enjoy all of the resort's benefits. I've been in my present location for almost 6 months and have just learned that I've been extended to the end of the year. I would be very happy with this, if except for the fact that when this was announced in our meeting, none of my coworkers applauded this decision and my feelings are hurt. How do I get over this hurt?
My dear Tracy, let's find a way for you to focus on all of the great things about your present job and replace the hurt feelings with feelings of gratitude. Obviously, your boss is very pleased with you, as your continued employment shows. You might want to take time to ask your boss for any thoughts regarding the non-reaction and see if the boss has any suggestions for you to improve the working relationships. And then let's choose for you to believe in you and the value you add to the resort instead of focusing on what appears to me to be jealousy from some coworkers. Years ago, I came across some wonderful words by an unknown author and want to share them with you now. These words have helped me stay positive and focused on the good in me during stressful and challenging times, and I trust they will assist you to do the same. Believe in yourself. There may be days when you get up in the morning and things aren't the way you had hoped they would be. That's when you have to tell yourself that things will get better. There are times when people disappoint you and let you down, but those are the times when you must remind yourself to trust your own judgments and opinions, to keep your life focused on believing in yourself. There will be challenges to face and changes to make in your life, and it is up to you to accept them. Constantly keep yourself headed in the right direction for you. It may not be easy at times, but in those times of struggle, you will find a stronger sense of who you are. So when the days come that are filled with frustration and unexpected responsibilities, remember to believe in yourself and all you want your life to be, because the challenges and changes will only help you to find the goals that you know are meant to come true for you. So please keep believing in yourself, dear Tracy. Your belief in you is what truly matters.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, Australian mystical troubadour, Murray Kyle, here on The Life Changes Show, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We are back, and our performance guest is a sacred song carrier and Australian mystic troubadour, Murray Kyle. Welcome, Murray, to the Life Changes Show.
Greetings. Thank you so much. Thanks for the invitation to be here.
It's great to have you here, and I know you are in Australia, and it's exciting that thanks to technology, we'll get to have you perform live for us, which is great because there's an energy that comes through in the performance, right? That's part of what you're about.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm joining you from kind of like early afternoon time on Tuesday here in the afternoon in Australia.
And so this is a big title, Sacred Song Carrier, Australian Mystic Troubadour. Tell us how you came to understand that this is your role in the world at the moment, and what is it?
Great question. Yeah, look, I feel like my life path really kind of sculpted me into a place of starting to recognize the power of music. And, you know, I started from many, many years of traveling around the world, started to collect different songs, started to write songs, started to witness and experience the transformational power of music and the way that human experience and evolution has a lot of soundtrack to it. Mm. And so the original music that I write is really just my, you know, my drop into the ocean of that, bringing a bit of a narrative to the life that we share.
Mm. And so before we dive into the first song, which will illustrate this actually, what are the themes that you touch on? You have a new album that just came out. Throughout your albums and your performances.
Yeah, well, yeah, I launched an album in March this year called Pillars of Truth. And, you know, just to touch on that notion of a sacred song carrier, you know, of course, these things are more kind of like traditional. This is more kind of like village life, you know, where there would be someone in the village that holds the oral traditions of a culture. There'd be someone who can bring the human voice and sound technology and sound frequency to bring a certain intention, a certain prayer, and perhaps some healing through that. So that's part of my role and part of, you know, where the inspiration, the passion of life has leaded me to. And the kind of mystic troubadour is something that I really, really relate to. You know, the lineages of the troubadours are kind of like carrying the voice of the people and also carrying the voice of the silent earth and some of the, you know, the frequency of the animals and the frequency of the land. And so, yeah.
Mm. Well, you mentioned Pillars of Truth, and that is the album that you launched a few months ago. And the title song is what we're going to hear live here on the Life Changes Show online from Australia. Here is Murray Kyle on the Life Changes Show performing Pillars of Truth live.
Beautiful. And my wife Annalise just walked in the room, so don't be surprised if you hear another beautiful voice along
nice.
The
way. Nice. Welcome, Annalise.
Thank you.
Pillars of truth surround the temple of my heart. Take me back to my youth, where the unseen path can start again, teaching me the humble power of a different way. Rewrite the story, let the spirits come out to play. Freedom came knocking and then broke down on my walls. The heart's in the center saying it's okay if you fall. Every time you stumble, there's an opportunity to step back and breathe in freedom. Oh, freedom. A freedom lives inside of me. I can feel it. I'm down on my knees, giving myself permission to be here. Just to be here, my friends, yeah. Here in this world that we are the whole damn world. Beating in our hearts of glory. Whoa-yo, we are this beautiful world. Beating in our hearts of glory. My father is a mountain, my mother is a tree. The sky and the ocean joined inside of me. My past is a story of the things that I have seen. My future is a mystery. Unlock the shackles, you're the holder of the key. Here now in this moment is where I love to be. Times of healing, time for grieving, no concealing, just revealing. And I'm seeing human beings now receiving deeper meaning. No more speaking, we need feeling. Stop the bleeding, keep us breathing. Let's be teaching what we're preaching. We are seeking new way dreaming. Spirit weaving, fear receding, and now I'm feeling. Let your heart flying free. Oh, yeah, yeah, beating with a heart of glory. And the rhythm that it's beating is one. We're beating with a heart that beats like a drum. And the rhythm that is beating is one. We're beating with a heart that beats like a drum. And the rhythm that is beating is one. We're beating with a heart that beats like a drum. And the rhythm that is beating is one. Beating with a heart that beats like a drum. And the rhythm that is beating is wonderful. Pillars of truth surround the temple of my heart. Take me back to my youth, where the unseen path can start again. Teaching me the humble power of a different way. Rewrite the story, let the spirits come out to play.
Thank you so much, Murray Kyle and Annalise. What I got chills. I wasn't expecting that at all. How perfect. Thank you so much for sharing that together on the Life Changes Show. I want to let everybody know that if you're liking what you're hearing, Murray Kyle, Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, Kyle, K-Y-L-E.com, MurrayKyle.com. And then he's all over social media, Bandcamp, Facebook, etc. We have all the links on the Life Changes Show page for Murray Kyle, but mainly look up Murray Kyle Music, Murray Kyle. You'll find him there. You'll find him on our page. You can see also Protect the Water featuring Amber Lilly, a video that we have posted there. So, Kyle, I certainly that gives a flavor of what you're talking about. Also, when you talk about transformation, that line, by the way, I heard it heard the song a couple times, and that line, something about take me back where the unseen part can start again. My mind exploded. Like each time I hear that, I'm like, what is that? I want to know. And there's no answer. We have to find it ourselves, right? But you asked a good question.
Well, that's true. I mean, I can give you a little insight into that one. So that song is really written as a bit of a dedication to those true guides and teachers that are holding some of the keys of knowledge and wisdom. And, you know, Jay, who just joined us a few minutes ago, you know, just beautiful grounded wisdom and teachings of how we can navigate this human life in a good way, with right relationship to all of the other people we share with and to all of life. Mm-hmm. And so that song is a dedication to those people. And when I sing that line, take me back to my youth so the unseen path can start again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's part of the journey of, you know, going back into our childhood, going back into the ways that we've set up certain structures in place, certain mechanisms of loving and of fear. And, you know, there's a parallel path that we can, and then it says, the song says, rewrite the story, let the spirit come out and play. So, you know, sometimes the healing path is this journey of rewriting the ways that we interact with life and scripting it in a healthier way, in a way that we can come into a deeper way of living and loving.
So your music, thank you for that, is playing a role, and music has a role in global awakening, as you say. Tell us more about that.
Well, I think, you know, that's a very simple, humble, personal thing, and also a very global, massive kind of wave and movement rising around the planet. And somewhere in the middle of that, you know, is a place where, you know, I feel like we all make our creative offerings. And, you know, looking at the website for the Life Changes, you know, I see that you guys are like 750 something episodes in, which is an incredible, incredible offering into the pool of human awakening and human consciousness. And so thank you for all that dedicated work through many years.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think our creative offerings, for me, it just happens to be music, happens to be bringing a soundtrack for ever-changing new paradigm. And that's the little drops of wisdom that I can contribute to the global awakening, which is a very, you know, I don't think it's necessarily this big kind of grandeur. There's no, it's a very humble, very human thing. Mm. You know, it's like we're learning how to be kind. We're learning how to listen to the land. We're learning how to, you know, make informed choices when we vote. We're learning how to deal with our recycling. Like all of these things are the global awakening.
Mm, indeed. And many of your songs, and I think this one that we're going to hear now, actually, that's pre-recorded, they're not just a sacred, but they are a prayer as well. Is that correct? The one we're going to hear also?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for picking up on that in the music. Yeah, look, it really is. I feel like when I go to create or produce music, it does become a prayer. You know, it's like it's a creative river that's moving through me, moving through humanity. And, you know, that's where we touch on that notion again of sacred music is music that has an intention to it. It's you know, and it's sometimes it's fun and silly and celebratory as well. It's not all kind of serious sacredness, but the song that we're gonna lay into you guys' ear canals and hearts now is called Asafari, and I'm going to leave it up to you guys to find where that name from came from. But this one was born from an instrument that I play called the Ngoni, which is a African, like an African harp. And my albums are all self-recorded, self-mixed, and produced. And this is one of the songs off my recent album called Pillars of Truth. Yeah.
Actually, I have to add that when Murray says that in his travels throughout the world, so yes, he has been in Africa, and as a matter of fact, we've been wanting to have him on the show for quite a while, and he has been in Europe, and before that, he was someplace else. So, this is I hope you like to travel, but obviously, you are bringing something and getting something, right?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, as a touring musician, it's like it can be hard work out there. My wife and I have just returned a week and a half ago from 2.5 months on the road in Europe, touring over there, sharing the music in lots of different countries and different events. And it's an amazing blessing to travel like that, and it also requires a lot of dedication. But it's amazing to be, receive the pollination of a wider field, and to just really see, witness the world and different cultures and the way that we are interacting and building our lives, to receive a lot from that and to also give of the gifts that we carry with the music.
That's awesome. When you said pollination, I thought bee. And so I thought, okay, sacred song carrier, Australian mystic troubadour, and musical bee. Anyway, bit of humor before we go into the prayer. Here is. Tell me again how you pronounce it. Asafari, is it? Asafari. Okay, so this is Murray Kyle's pre-recorded piece here on the Life Changes show, Asafari from Pillars of Truth.
Thank you. mountain, to the mountain high. Ayo, ayo, listening for the stories that the ancestors know. Open up wide to the elemental forces under the sky, running in wild with the horses. Song of our birthright, dance of the ages, remembering, and we're gathering the pages through me, through you. This life speaks true. Down river, I find the sea. Sail up on the water of the great mystery. It is clear now, there's only world, and into all of life the spirit goes. Through the flame of the fire, for the flame of the fire is the language of the sun.
Kyle, thank you for that. Thank you so much. I want to remind everybody, Murray Kyle, MurrayKyle.com. And he's all over social media, YouTube, Bandcamp, Spotify. So check the links that we have for him at lifechangesshow.com, or he has on his website at murraykyle.com. Thank you for, we wanted to play the whole song and let the prayer ring out for all here from our show that you have offered us. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Murray.
My pleasure. Thanks very much. Yeah.
What a pleasure. And thank you to Annalise again. And so with a big thank you to Murray, Kyle, and Annalise, and a big thank you once again to Jay Levin. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours certainly did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.